Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Bhaskar Datta, and here are the top headlines of this hour. Sri Lanka enters default for first time ever. India, fastest growing major economy, says UN. UN cuts India growth estimate to 6.4%. Pakistan to cut massive fuel, power subsidies. Adani forays into healthcare services. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on the Lal Street today. Domestic equities suffered a bloodbath on Thursday as a sharp sell-off in global stocks spilled over into the domestic market amid deepening concerns of aggressive interest rate hikes by the Reserve Bank of India. With foreign portfolio investors showing no signs of halting their unprecedented sales of equities, headline indices logged their worst intraday fall since March 2020 on Thursday. The market's woes have been exacerbated by an increasingly unfavorable picture on the macroeconomic front, with India's inflation currently at eight-year highs, even as multiple agencies downgrade the country's GDP growth forecasts. Meanwhile, the rupee, which has witnessed a significant bout of volatility this week, settled at a record closing low on Thursday. The weakness in the rupee has stoked fears of even more FII sales while increasing the risk of imported inflation. Domestic stocks eroded nearly ₹6.36 lakh crore from investors' kitty on Thursday. Data showed the BSE market capitalization fell 6.3 lakh crore to ₹249.40 lakh crore from ₹255.7 lakh crore a day ago. The 30-share pack Sensex nosedived 1,416.30 points, or 2.61%, to 52,792.23. Its broader peer, the NSE Nifty, shed 430.90 points, or 2.65%, to post its worst day since February 24th. And closed near the 15,809.40 mark. Broader markets fell in line, with the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices losing 2.7% and 2.3% respectively. Fear gauge India VIX surged 10.14% to end at 24.56. 27 of the 30 stocks on the BSE Sensex fell, with Wipro and HCL Tech declining 6%. Tech Mahindra, Infosys, TCS and Tata Steel each fell 5%. While IndusInd Bank fell 4%, ITC gained 3%. 12 stocks hit 52-week highs, while 63 touched 52-week lows. We have Ajit Mishra from Relegate Broking to share his views on the action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. After finally showing some strength earlier this week, markets have again succumbed to selling pressure. What drove the bears?
See, the concern over growth slowing down amid the high inflation have led to the sell-off in the equity markets worldwide. And at the same time, the fear continues that the Fed would announce aggressive rate hikes to control inflation, would further adding to the woes to the investors now. So in total, in absence of any positive trigger from the domestic front and continuous selling pressure in the US markets, is denting the sentiment and pushing the market lower.
The minutes of the MPC meet suggest that rate hikes could be front-loaded. Which are the sectors that you would avoid?
See, usually rate-sensitive sectors like metal, auto and banking gets impacted. However, given the strong show from the large private sector banks in terms of the loan growth and asset quality, we believe that the impact of the rate hike would be limited this time around.
We also caught up with Nilesh Jain of Centrum Broking to decode the technical charts for you. The Nifty 50 closed well below the 16,000 level. What do the technical charts suggest about it?
Earlier we saw Nifty witness a strong decade bound, and that was very much awaited because the markets have gone into extremely oversold territory. We did mention earlier as well that RSI has reached the levels of 27, which is considered as oversold zone. And historically as well, we have seen that whenever RSI reached the lowest level, usually it follows by a strong pullback rally in the market. So now after that pullback that got completed and Nifty has again witnessed a selling pressure from the zones of 16,400. So 16,400 is a crucial and a major hurdle that Nifty has to surpass for any sort of trend reversal in the short term. Till the time it doesn't negate that particular resistance zone, we can expect some follow-up selling in the coming sessions. Although we have immediate support, which is placed at 15,730 to 15,700 zone. So looking at the derivative data of the coming weekly expiry, that also indicate a very tight range of 15,700 to 16,000. On the put side, 15,700 and 15,800 witnessed huge amount of put addition, whereas fresh call adding was seen at 16,000 and 16,200. So a very tight range of 200 point is coming from the derivative setup, and we believe there could be some sort of a consolidation and a pullback can be used as an exit opportunity for the time being.
Bank Nifty fell in line with the headline index today. What is your outlook on the sector?
So Bank Nifty, although it traded in line, but looking at the overall structure, we believe there could be some more selling pressure in the Bank Nifty going forward. And 33,000 is the psychological support zone. And if it takes out that level on the lower side, then further selling pressure towards 32,600 to 32,400 cannot be ruled out. But since both Nifty and Bank Nifty have now reached to their crucial support zone, there could be possibility of a pull, again, a possibility of a pullback. So for the Bank Nifty, we believe any pullback towards 33,600 to 33,800 could be a good opportunity to exit the long position and look for the short position. And lastly, volatility index India VIX, we jumped more than 10% today. And again, it has reached the levels of 25. That is again not a good sign for the markets. It needs to cool off below the levels of 22 and 21 for bulls to regain the control. Till the time it doesn't cool off below 21, we believe one needs to adopt a cautious approach in the market.
Asian markets ended lower for the day. Major European markets were trading with cuts in the first few hours of trade. Meanwhile, US stock futures were down, signaling a weak start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.